Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talked to my good client, Doug, and we discuss his experience of working with me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans. I'm on the phone with my good client, Doug. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, pretty good, Amit. How are you?
Good. Thanks a lot for doing this today.
Yeah, no worries.
So I just wanted to educate the public. You know, I meet people all over the world, and like certain people I meet where it just sticks in my head of how we met. And I just wanted to sort of educate the public about the whole process on how we met, where we met, and how that's evolved. Would you be so kind to let the public know?
For sure. So I think it was, you know, I don't know how many years ago, but
4 years ago, exactly.
Okay. So about 4 years ago, so I was actually in Las Vegas for a big cyclocross race. It was called Cross Vegas.
Yep.
Which probably nobody knows about, but it was a big cyclocross race back in the day. And I was staying at the Mandarin Oriental. Anyway, we just literally bumped into each other at the bar before I was going out to the race, and you happened to notice, I think I had a Panerai
A-Trace
on, and we started talking about watches, and it was interesting because I had gone through kind of phases in love of watches, and, you know, I had, you know, my as most men can probably attest to, like, their first real watch is usually like a stainless steel Submariner, you know, where you're like
the government issue watch
for sure. Yeah. You know, it's the watch that all young men aspire to. And then
the standard.
You know, then you go up in different, you know, phases. And I think, then I had a really cool, titanium carbon fiber Oris chronograph, which is like a Formula One type watch, was my second good watch. And then I kind of like went in a phase where I just had those watches and they were great. And that was about it. And then at some point I had gotten the Panerai and just sort of really just got back into, watches again. And then that was when I met you. And then, as we started chatting about watches, I was like, oh, I was just sort of reminded about the love of mechanical things. I minored in mechanical engineering, so I'm just like always
attention to detail.
Yeah, just how amazing just pieces of
and boys and their toys.
that too, for sure. But then I think that you know, just as we started talking about it, then I was just more interested in call it buying a real watch, but getting into like more higher level watches. I don't know if that's actually the correct term.
Yes,
but just,
that is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But then we just started talking, and then, you know, I got a watch for my wife and you. That was like our first transaction. After that, I was like, I just started to discover Grosseteste, and, you know, small town in Germany. I think most real watch people know about it, but they have a couple brands there, and I was amazed at the just level of detail and the movements, and just like there's a very specific style to the movements that come from them. That's like in
very
my
Germanic.
Opinion, and it's like it's really like no other. And you know, I mean, a lot of the stuff is there's some objectivism to it, but there's also very subjective. This is what I like, and it was unmistakable that I like the watches from Grosseteste.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because, you know, like one of the things that I found very interesting when we met was we didn't really talk for that long. Like we probably, if I can recall, I think you were wearing a PAM 510, the 8 days, which was which is the replacement for the 111. If any of those of you listening know Panerai reference numbers, it's their 8 day hand wound in-house movement. And I noticed it pretty much immediately. I couldn't find a seat at the bar. I know I was standing, and I remember you were standing right next to me. or sitting right next to me, and I noticed your watch immediately. And what amazed me was how, you know, I meet people all the time, but, you know, when you spot a person's watch, it's almost like you don't know where you're going to go with that conversation. It could go many different, it could go many different ways. Someone could tell you, fuck off, or someone could tell you, oh, sure, someone could engage with you, and you engage with me. And even though we engaged, it was a very short interaction. And what was even more amazing for me was that, and maybe you can talk about this a little more, is how do you go from meeting this like little Indian dude at a bar that you don't know at all, and that you have a conversation with about watches, and then, I don't know, a couple of months later, you're ordering, like, I think it was like a $40,000 watch. Like, how do you go from that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, you know, it was interesting. Obviously, there's always some trepidation about getting screwed. I think I felt at the time, you had a little bit of a joint venture with the Vegas Mandarin Oriental, where you were the watch concierge for the hotel. And it, you know, it, the funny thing about it was, like, I thought, oh my God, what a cool thing. you know, and, you know, I don't know what it did for the bottom line of the Mandarin, but it was, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And so, you know, initially, that gave me a level of trust, you know, because obviously it was some level of credibility other than you were a stranger that you actually, like, had some capacity. So that when I sort of researched other stuff that you had talked about, you know, it all checked out. And then part of the things that we had talked about too, that gave me a level of trust, was, you helped me get my, my Oris chronograph, repaired, and you introduced me to some of your network. So when I got introduced to them, then it was like, okay, he was obviously, in my opinion, he was a true professional. And they did such a nice, I think they sent it back to the factory, of course, but yep, they did a perfect job. And I've had that watch for 20 years.
Wow.
And so, I mean, they just rebuilt it, and it's just like brand new. And I was just like, oh man, this is such a great experience, you know, that basically now I have this, you know, what I thought, it was one of my, I just thought it was such a great, cool watch. It's not like, you know,
it's not the most expensive watch, but it meant something to you, and that's
all. It meant a lot to me, and it was like I was really into Formula One, and just like the use of materials. And, you know, long story short is I just thought it was a really cool watch, and it was, you know, a limited edition where it was number 21 of 2000, so it was sort of like, called it my Vegas watch. but anyway, you know, I had a really good experience with that, and then as I kept asking, you know, for your advice, or like talking about watches from Kusuda, it was, because it was interesting, because one of the watches at the time that I wanted to get, it was just coming out at the time, like they were just releasing, so you couldn't really get it yet. And so,
that's right.
Long story short is everything checked out, and, you know, you always have this, like, there's fear of your first transaction. But it went without a hitch. It was amazing. I couldn't have asked for anything better, I guess, is the bottom line.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot. And I mean, I think subsequently after that experience, I remember you brought, I think, a few members of your team or people you work with to Bardot. I remember you brought them to Bardot, where I frequent and I meet people and I have good relationship with. And I think there's, like, besides you, there's probably three or four other people, including a young lady, and these people were all into watches. And Doug, just, you didn't have a lot of time, but you just wanted to introduce me to people who could potentially, you know, who may potentially want to buy watches in the future, or who just wanted to talk about watches. And I just thought that was really kind of you to think about me in that way, and to introduce me to those people, and to have new conversations about it. And you know, it was a passionate group of people, and it was kind of like a really quick drive by in a way, but it was really cool because, you know, for me, this is what I grew up doing. This is, you know, and I know, listen, like to a lot of people out there listening, you know, meeting someone you've never met before, it can be daunting, but I think, you know, I think for me as well, you know, it's not just the consumer that has to be discerning. I have to be concerned. I have to be discerning about who I work with as well. And the thing that I think that, for me was really instantaneous was that, Doug kind of got exactly what I did, and he kind of liked what I did because I think it's not something you hear about every day, right? You don't hear about a watch concierge at a hotel. It's something I created from a dream I had, actually. And then I pitched to the Mandarin Oriental, and Doug kind of understood it and he kind of embraced it. And, I just really appreciate you having the foresight and having the trust and belief in me to work with me, because you could work with so many other people, but you chose to work with me. So it means a lot.
Yeah, no, I try to only interact with experts, and I found that you are clearly an expert. So I appreciate it as well.
No, it's my pleasure. And so you got your Glashütte, which is an absolutely stunning watch. I remember you ordered it sometime in August, and I think we delivered it sometime before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, something like that, because it was, you know, as you mentioned, it was like a new issue watch, and so they weren't in the country yet. And so, it shipped it to the office, got it, you know, it was amazing. And I think I also got, at the time, it was a Jaeger Rendezvous watch,
yes,
as well.
That's right.
Which is,
yep.
Which I think for a women's watch is amazing, because it's like so few women's watches, because of the size, are actually mechanical. And so that particular watch I just love because it's mechanical. And it's like, yeah, no, it's really a great watch.
And it's super, super like elegant, and it's not like the obvious choice, because most people don't know about Jaeger LeCoultre. They don't know about their history. And it seemed to me that also you were a man. I remember, I think when I even remember some of the conversation when we met, and that was like 4 years ago. I think you had told me you had just bought a Porsche Panamera.
Well, it was, 911 Turbo S, but it was kind of funny. I was doing a bunch of trading, and anyway.
That kind of, once you got your Glashütte, then I think, I don't know how much later, but you went to the factory, actually, right?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, on one of my, I go to Europe a decent amount for business, and the original tour that you had helped me set up was, I was snowed out. We had a really big East Coast storm, but eventually I got to go to the factory, and it just blew my mind. It was such an amazing experience to really understand when they say, not only just an in-house movement, but it's like, you know, they're shipping all the raw, they're taking the watch from raw material,
yep,
building the individual pieces in-house, and then assembling them, and then finishing them all in-house.
Yep.
And you're getting a chance to see the craftsmen at each one of the different stations. And they even let you, you know, do some bluing of the screws yourself, and you can kind of see how difficult it is.
It's insane.
No, it is insane. I could never do it.
I almost moved towards myself doing that. Yeah, I get it.
But it just really gave you a deeper, you know, I thought I really appreciated it, but like just to see how hard it is from, you know, I was just talking about the, you know, the manufacturing side of it, but also to think of the design aspect of it is like when you're dreaming up, you know, basically constrained optimization of like putting a complication in a specific shape and then figuring out how you're going to make the watch both accurate and last within that confluence. It's like it's a very cool optimization problem that I'm a math guy as well, but it's just, I can appreciate all of the aspects of it. And so then I can understand why these things are so magic. It was a really amazing trip. And then just seeing that little town, and getting an appreciation for the art It's just,
and then
really,
you can, and then the craftsmen themselves, you know, who are so humble, right? Like, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
and,
no, it's
and
great.
They just, they're just happy to see another face, right?
Yeah, they have their monocle in, and they're just like, you know.
They're looking at these fucking parts all day long, and they have like, you know, by the end of the day, they have like a cog on their nose, and they're not even aware of it, you know? Like,
right,
they're just
right,
so,
yeah,
so into their craft. And, you know, that's amazing. And how would you say, Doug, like how is working with me different, let's say, than going into a store? How would you relate that experience?
It's difficult to say, because when you go into a store, it's like hit or miss who you talk to. And half the time it's just sort of like, you know, somebody just being paid by the hour, that it's not really their passion in life. And you don't necessarily, unless they own the boutique, there's not necessarily the same ownership in the sense that like you have, where it's like, this is your business, this is your passion. You know, your network and understanding of both the dealers and the makers and how it all fits together, like the level of understanding about what you're going to buy, and then also sourcing it from, you know, boutiques around the country. I really prefer it. I think just because, you know, you're going to get something better. That's my general impression.
Well, thank you. And, you know, which leads me to this last thing that we just did together, which I didn't have a chance to tell you this, but, basically, you know, I'm from Boston, and I went back to Boston after 12 years, and I was traveling, and I'm really big into meditation and spirituality. In fact, I'm going to start teaching it very soon. And before I left, I had this incredible affirmation that I just put out to the universe. And I said, listen, I'm going to Boston after 12 years. I'm going to be away for 3 weeks. Something in my head just said, I want to sell a watch for $100,000. I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know who it's going to come from. I'm excited to find out. That's all I said. I land in Boston, and I get a text message from you saying, I'm looking for this watch, the specific watch, which was platinum, one of the coolest watches ever made, period. And the sticker on that was around $93,000. And I was like, oh my God, my affirmation has come to manifestation in my head. You know, I didn't know if I was going to sell it. To me, that's all that mattered, that it kind of clicked, everything clicked. And then obviously we went through what we went through, getting it done, sourcing it, making it happen. But it was a very, very special moment for me. And I know it was a very special moment for you, because you really liked this specific watch. You liked the brand a lot. And you appreciate the level of artistry that goes into it. So I think it was equally important for both of us.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had wanted this watch for a really long time. And, you know, and so, you know, literally I had probably looked at it in different countries many,
oh, wow,
many different times. And I was kind of waiting for, you know, the right moment to where it would signify something more than just spending money on it.
Of course.
And, you know, I had this like great story about my grandfather he's passed away now, but he was a Depression era person who was, you know, he's a nuclear engineer, and then he worked for one of the world's largest construction companies at the end, so worked in the nuclear field. And after 20 years, they finally, you know, they gave him a Rolex, a gold Rolex, him and his wife. And it was just funny, because he would have never bought this in a million years. but he could, I mean, he could have afforded it. It was like
of
one of those
course.
People who they're like wealthy, but they still wore threadbare shirts and stuff like that.
Yes.
And
yes.
That
like
was
under,
him, but,
understated old money.
Yeah. And so he, but it was like one of his most prized possessions. And it just sort of signified, you know, a big part of his life, you know, as a reward for that. And so I wanted this particular watch to signify you know, a big journey. So it was like something that I could proudly give to my grandkids.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, cool.
So were you close to your grandfather?
Oh yeah, no, he was my mentor. Yeah, no, he was an amazing man.
Well, good for you. And what's even more amazing as well is, I mean, okay, so, you know, Doug got this watch, and, you know, there was a couple of hurdles, very small hurdles I had to work through, not with Doug, but just on the other end. And I just, so what was crazy is that, Doug, you know that how thorough I am, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you never have to worry about, is Amit going to communicate with me, right? Like,
right.
Because I'm very communicative with my clients, and I'm very, very upfront. And I noticed that, you know, when I was tracking the watch, there was no history on the watch. There was no, like, all it said was that it was picked up by FedEx at 4:30 the day before. So I look at this thing in the morning, and I'm freaking out because I'm like, this is an expensive piece, and this is
my reputation.
Like, and this is a good client. And I called my colleague who we got it through, and I said, "Listen, I'm not going to worry about this. Find out what happened." So he called me and said, "Yeah, FedEx said they have it in their holding facility." And I'm like, "What?" I was like, "Okay." And he was like, and then he calls me like 10 minutes later and he goes, "Actually, the boutique that we got the watch through, they just called me and said the FedEx driver just delivered the watch back to them." I'm like, what the hell is going on? Right. So then I immediately, you know, explained to Doug over text what happened. And I didn't hear it from Doug for a couple of hours. And I said, "Here's the new tracking number." And he's like, "But I'm wearing the watch." And he sent me a picture of the watch on his wrist. And I'm like, I am so confused right now. How the hell did this happen? Right? And and you want to tell, I mean, obviously without saying what the brand was or the boutique was or where it was.
Sure.
What?
No, there was, I don't know what happened on the FedEx part of it.
Right.
It wasn't clear to me. But just by coincidence, I was having lunch with my family, and we were near a boutique, and I said, "Well, it looks like the watch isn't going to come today." I didn't really think, anyway, it doesn't totally matter, but I just said, "Let's go see and just look at it." You see if they have one, you know, it wasn't even clear that they would even have one.
Sure.
But we went into the boutique, and I started up a conversation with the person working in the boutique, and I was kind of talking about some of my other watches that I have that were that would be interesting to this guy, and I said, "Well, I had ordered one of these things, and we're just sort of waiting on it." And he said, "Are you Doug?" And I remember I looked at you know, one of my family members, and I was like, "Well, this is pretty small world here." And he's like, "Oh, I have your watch right here." And it was amazing.
what are the odds of that happening? I mean, that.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
This
I mean,
is like shit you just can't make up, you know?
Yeah, because we literally, you and I hadn't discussed, you know, where you were sourcing the watch from or how you were getting it. And so it was just, you know, you didn't even know I was on vacation. So you didn't even know which.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. And when Doug missed, like, magically had this watch on his wrist. I mean, I looked up and I was like, hallelujah, number one. But number two, I think it made it that much sweeter, bittersweet, because, A, you know, earlier in the day, we didn't even know where the watch was.
right. And you're like, well, yeah.
And then a few hours later, Doug's got it on his wrist. So it totally threw me up. But I think what made it even sweeter for you was, and I normally would never do this with any of my clients because that's not how I work, but it just organically worked out that way. And I'm glad it worked out for you because I know how much you wanted this watch, but I would never expose my sources to my clients. That's just not what I do. But I'm so happy that it worked out the way it did because you actually got the full experience of being able to pick up the watch at that specific boutique. So,
yeah, no, it was the best of both worlds. I got to work with you for the transaction, and then I got to go on site to pick it up. Yeah, no, it was great.
That's amazing. Now, would you say this is like the watch that you just purchased? Would you say this is like a holy grail watch for you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, this is definitely my grail watch. I would normally talk about it more, but it's no. I mean, it's just in my opinion, there are definitely more expensive watches, but you know, in my opinion, it's the most beautiful watch in the world. I mean, you know, again, this is just people's preferences, but I just, every time I look at it, I'm just like blown away and just how like, it's just, it's another level.
Totally different level. And you know, hopefully one day, I don't think you've gone to that specific factory of that specific brand, right?
No, I did not on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to make that happen.
Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
But I can't tell you, Doug, how grateful I am that you're doing this, that you're having this conversation, and that you've made time for me. But I'm so grateful that I was able to get this watch for you, and we were able to do business again. Because to me, I think you can attest to, or at least I think personally, like for me, yes. I mean, we all want to make a living, and we all want to, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, for me, it's really more, the most important thing is the relationship. You know, I think that to me is everything. And the fact that you can text me anytime, or you can email me or call me anytime and ask me whatever you need, and I get back to you, and we have this understanding with each other and respect, that's why I do what I do. And thank you for allowing me to do it, because it makes my life much easier when I deal with really nice people like yourself. So I appreciate that. Wear it in the best of health and happiness, and thank you so much for your time.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one conversation with good client Doug, who's been incredibly supportive since 2015. I look forward to working with him for many, many more years to come. And I can't thank him enough for his time. It was actually a very surreal experience for me, as I was on holiday and he was on holiday. And somehow our universes aligned perfectly, and we were able to get him something absolutely spectacular and amazing. And I'm glad he's happy. And the proof is in the pudding. And onward and upward from here. If you want to work with me, I charge $150 consultation fee to get started. If you then work with me thereafter to actually purchase a watch, I will deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You can check out my website at www.amitdevehonda.com, where you can read my world-renowned blog, listen to a podcast. You can check out Kingsley 1945 Watches, which is a brand that I distribute and very proud of. They're all hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island. It's a very comprehensive website. I'm sure you're going to love it and get a lot of use out of it. I know I do every day. And until next time, rock on, fly back, and stay happy.